Hockey fans, it's time for Board Check, Impact Media's weekly drive through the neutral zone into Ovechkin's office. Let's go top shelf. We fancy today. Otherwise known as Impact Media's weekly drive into the world of professional hockey, as we will talk about the Atlanta Gladiators. We'll talk about the NHL. We will talk about the Predators, the Nashville Predators, the Carolina Hurricanes, and of course, our KSU Owls, who have been doing some very, very cool stuff since their season has come to a close. Of course, we will get into all that very, very shortly, but first I want to tell you guys how you can be a part of the show, because we love when you're a part of the show. Maybe at some point we actually have you guys on the show. Trust me, we're working on that and some other things. But here are ways you can be on the show, or be a part of the show, rather. You can email the show, 3endzone@gmail.com. That is the number 3endzone@gmail.com. As you guys have found out, I'm the one who answers practically every email. So it is me it is interacting with. And I love talking with you guys. You can also search for us on Facebook, whether you look up Impact Media, Board Check, Jeremy York, any of those should be able to find us. If you are one of those people who likes to click on a link and listen to a show, we're totally cool with that. You can go to our Twitter account at Team Impact Media. Scroll down the appropriate show, click on it, and listen as many times as you want. There is no cap. Also, you can stay on Twitter if you want and go straight to at Board Check. It has its own. You will also find some rugby ATL stuff on there as well, but we do our hockey and rugby coverage all from the Board Check account, among other places. If you want to follow me for show-related things and non-show-related things, as we have said before, whether we're at games, whether we are at Topgolf or other events, I will tell you guys where we will be this weekend. You actually get quite a few of us from here at Impact Media. We'll be at an event that we would love to see you at. You can do so by following at The Impact 99. That is at TheImpact99. You can do that on Twitter, Triller, TikTok, and Instagram. Can't forget Instagram. We got some followers there recently. Appreciate that, guys. And, of course, you can find us anywhere you find a podcast, including Podcast One, Spotify, and the iTunes Store. As I said, we're going to get into the team stuff a little later on, but first I want to go over some of the top NHL headlines, and there are some fun ones. Let's start right out of the gate, where the New York Rangers have extended Philip Chytil, one of their big standout stars. He has definitely helped them with the playoff push they have had this year. The Rangers are some juggernauts again. They are a team that you regularly talk about being in the top echelon of the league. I know they are pushing the Hurricanes in the division for that top spot. That was a four-year extension, $17.75 million. That is 4.15 or something close to that per 4.15 or 4.2, something like that per year. That is a fantastic deal for not only the Rangers, but that is a great deal for Chytil. That will keep him in the red, white, and blue for quite a while, not just the 4 years. I think that will definitely, they're building something, man. They not only already have a great team, they are building something. What else we want to get into? Oh, you guys know, I may be a little bit of a Leafs fan. I may be a little bit of a Golden Knights fan. Maybe a little bit of an understatement. Just a cool story, whether it's your favorite team or not. Toronto and the Biebs. The Biebs has designed some jerseys they have worn a handful of times this year. It's those black and blue ones that just look wicked sick. As somebody who has seen Justin Bieber perform before, it was at a fight event, by the way, guys. I would pay money to see him. But he understands how to put on a show, and he is very, very good. But anyway, he was at the game where they faced the Panthers the other day, and it was announced that that Bieber and the Toronto Maple Leafs have partnered together for a street hockey kids league that will start up this summer in the Toronto area. I think it's fantastic, because what can you do when you can't skate on ice? Skate on gravel. Plus, it's a lot easier to get kids introduced into hockey if they can roller skate, because there's a lot more places you can roller skate than ice skate. And just to get them active. Even if these kids never play never play one bit of hockey, just getting them active, getting them around other kids and everything is fantastic. Shout out to Toronto and the Biebs for putting this together. That is awesome. And I know there are other things around other cities in the league. We'll talk more about those when we know more about them. Let's go to this one. Buffalo's Devin Levi is making his debut tomorrow night versus the New York Rangers. He's going to get the face title. He is a goalie prospect. He is 21 years old. He went to school at Northwestern University. And this is really cool because he signed a 3-year entry-level deal back in March after completing his studies and everything at Northwestern. And I love when they get when these kids get the opportunity to make their debuts like this. Wish him all the best of luck against the Rangers. That's going to be rough, but you never know. Buffalo may find their next big goalie. And then finally, Martin Walsh has been named the new executive director of the NHLPA, that is the Players Association. He is replacing Donald Fair, who had been there since, I don't remember the exact year, he'd been there for quite a while and done some really, really good things. A little bit about Martin Walsh. He recently was the U.S. Secretary of Labor for Joe Biden. I can't blame him. Would you want to work in the White House and have to go through all those meetings with Congress and senators and all that? Or would you rather work for the NHL? Yeah, no-brainer. You'd work for the NHL. He is also the former mayor of Boston, so not afraid. Him probably means the Bruins fan. Good. It's a good year to be a Bruins fan, but I think Martin's going to do a great job. The more I dug into him, just from the things I told you guys there, just on the surface, when you dig in, Martin seems like he's going to be a good guy. I think he is going to be looking out for the players and their safety and well-being, just like Donald Fair did. So I look forward to seeing what he actually gets a chance to do. But that is the top stories from the NHL as of now. We might have a short show tonight. We are going to take a short break. When we get back, we are going to talk about the Hurricanes, the Predators, a little bit of Owls, and a little bit of Gladiators. Plus, you'll find out where majority of Impact Media will be this weekend. We'll be right back on Board Check. Hey, this is Jeremy the Impact York from the Impact Media family of podcasts. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest ways to get your betting fix. And don't forget BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're back here on Board Check. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome back. Make sure to visit our friends at BetOnline.net. They have the wagerers. They have the betting lines. They have the articles. They have the podcasts. They have so many tools to use, whether you are betting, whether you are not, whether you just want to be a smarter, more educated fan. They got so many tools to help you just just enjoy the game so much. So go visit our friends at betonline.net and tell them Impact Media sent you, and they love hearing that, and we love hearing that from them. If you missed the first part of the show, make sure to go back and check that out. We'll tell you a little bit about why Buffalo prospect Devin Levi's debut is a much anticipated one. We will tell you who Martin Walsh is and why that is very important to the league and Players Association. Told you about Philip Chytil's new deal. It's a pretty good one. And Toronto and the Biebs are partnering up for a really cool project this summer. If you missed any of that, make sure to go check it out. So, let's talk a little Carolina Hurricanes. What have the Hurricanes been doing in the last week or so? Well, they've been dropping the hammer on everybody, as they have been doing for majority of the year. I say this all the time. If there wasn't a little team of little fuzzy bears, nope, not cocaine bears, just regular old Boston Bruin bears, if they weren't having the unbelievable historic season that they are having, the Hurricanes would be the biggest story of the league, because of they are just lighting the world on fire. It is spectacular. Like I said, when people take a break from Boston and give Boston their due, it's a fantastic, magical season for them, but the Hurricanes just keep getting better and better and better. It's really amazing. But let's start last. You know, they just had a big homestand, the Hurricanes did. They hosted the Toronto Maple Leafs last Saturday. Were able to pick up the win 5-3. Brent Burns, my spirit animal, and hopefully who I am when I grow up, even though I think I am slightly older than him, he had a goal. Jordan Staal had a goal. Sebastian Aho added one. Nosen added one. And Teuvo Teravainen. You know, they're having to make up for Svech being out. So Teravainen, Staal, some of those guys are starting to pick it up, and they're doing a spectacular job. Pyotr Kochetkov, he gets 41 saves in the winning effort. 41 saves. That's insane. But they get the big win there. They hosted the Boston Bruins on Sunday. Kind of hard to go back-to-back sometimes, and that was indeed the case, as they lost 4-3 in the shootout. Drury, Aho, and Brady Skay. Yes, I love mispronouncing his name because it bugs you guys. I know how to say his name, guys. But they had the goals in that one. Frederick Anderson with the 35 saves in the losing effort. Then, you know, they were due for a stinker. They had one a little while back, and they hosted the Tampa Bay Lightning on Tuesday, and the Lightning put up a 4 spot. The Hurricanes didn't put up a spot at all. 4-0. Ouch. Pyotr Kochetkov with 17 saves in the losing effort there. They are currently playing the Detroit Red Wings right now. It is in the second intermission. It is tied 2-2. Your goals by Brent Burns and Jacob Slavin. And as of right now, Frederick Anderson has 13 saves, and Antti Raanta is the backup tonight. Maybe mean Piotr got sent back down. Or it could just mean he's an actor. That happens. They're playing that tonight. Other notable games on Saturday. They will be in Montreal to puck drop with the Canadiens 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, they will play the New York Islanders 6 p.m. puck drop. That one is in Raleigh. Let's get into some Nashville Predators, who, no matter how much local media likes to count them out, and it's just a small percentage, and that's fine. You gotta have balance. No matter how many try to count them out, this team, they are not only building something amazing, this new core that is coming through is gonna be special. Maybe next year, maybe the year after. Not sure when exactly, because there's still a couple other pieces that they can do, but man, this core that they brought up, it's outstanding. So let's talk about some of their previous games. They hosted the Seattle Kraken on, what's it, Saturday? Like, yeah. Last Saturday, they came up a little short. It was 7-2 Kraken on that one. Kraken are another young team that just, on paper, you look at the lineup and you're like, okay, there might be some fun things here. And then they put the skates on, they hit the ice, and just magic happens sometimes. This, you know, I think Seattle and Nashville are in similar places right now, so maybe this is a future playoff matchup down the road. But your goals by Barry and Duchesne, 32 saves in the losing effort for Saros. He actually gave up all 7 of those goals. They hosted the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sunday. Toronto got the best of them 3-2. Cody Glass and Barry with the goals in that one. Kerry Lankinen, 31 saves in the losing effort. They went up to Boston and were able to knock off the Boston Bruins, because of course they did. 2-1 is, see, this is what I'm saying, the promise. This is the top team in the league who is blowing everybody's doors in, and you just beat them 2-1 in their barn. You did it in their barn. Goals in this one, Cody Glass and Cole Smith, there he is. Juuse Saros, 35 saves in the victory there. They are currently in Pittsburgh facing the Penguins. There is about 5 minutes left in the contest. They are down 2-0. Who's in goal? Juuse Saros is in goal at the moment. He has given up both goals. Upcoming schedule for them this Saturday, they will host the St. Louis Blues. 1 p.m. puck drop on that one. That's an early one. Nashville, Smashville. Get out and see that game. That's a 1 p.m. Saturday game. What else are you going to do this Saturday? Go see that game. And that will probably be the only game they play before we do another show. But good luck to them. And good luck to the Hurricanes. Let's see where they're at in the standings. As I said, Carolina, they have not only clinched, they have 103 points. I think this is back-to-back 100-point seasons. That's incredible. New Jersey right behind them in second with 100. The Rangers with 98, just right behind them as well. Yeah, the Metro is already locked up. 1, 2, and 3. That's probably going to be those three teams, which makes a lot of sense. We'll go to the West. How about those Predators? Those Predators, they are with 82 points. They are 3 points out of second in the second wild card spot. They are 6 out of the first spot, which is Seattle. Winnipeg is the one you got to try to beat, but you also have Calgary in there. There's a chance. You have played 73 games, so you have, what, 9 left? Does that sound right? Could pull that up again. Get that pulled up. You got, let's see, you've got St. Louis, Dallas, Vegas, Carolina, Winnipeg, Calgary, Minnesota, Colorado. So you've got, including tonight's game, if you include that one, but it looks like you might not pull that one off. So you have 8 more games remaining, and you're only 3 points out. So you're saying there's a chance? Yes, I'm saying there is a chance, and I like Nashville's chances. I think they are a slightly better team than Calgary. I think they're a better team than Winnipeg. I think on most days they can beat Seattle. So I feel like, because it looks like St. Louis and Vancouver, who are under them, they're probably far enough away. They're not going to catch them. I think Nashville can sneak in and maybe grab one of these wild card spots, which, sure, that will probably give you a matchup with either Minnesota, Vegas, or L.A., but I'll take it. I will take that. So let's move on to Gladiators. Okay, Atlanta Gladiators, what they have done in the last week. Last Friday, they hosted the... They did host the Maine Mariners. Lost that one 4-3 in overtime. It was a close game. You're listening along, man, close game. Michael Mrazek, Sang-Hoon Shin, and Mitch Wilinski with the goals for our Glads. And Harmon stopped 34 shots in the losing effort. Harmon's been solid since that pickup, you know. Anytime you're the ECHL affiliate, the AHL team is going to call people up and down. The NHL team is going to call people up and down. It could royally, especially mess with your guys between the pipes. So I think Atlanta has done a good job of keeping solid people between the pipes. And I've liked all the people that we've had, whether they've been our, you know, prospects or not. And I think Harmon's doing a good job. Now, last night, they played the... They played the Florida Everblades here in the ATL. They've had a pretty good homestand here. Got a couple more coming up. They win that one 4-1. Mike Pellick adds a double. Cody Sylvester says, I can add a double too. They had all four goals between them. Murdaka with the 29-save victory in that one. 29 is a lot. But... great on the Gladiators. They're trying to make that last push. I was talking with some ticket promotion people today. And while it does seem like an outside shot to make the playoffs, we feel like there's some things that could fall into place, and this team could find themselves in the thick of it. Not to be outdone, though, let's talk about the upcoming games, as they only have 7 games remaining. We will talk about the next 3. As tomorrow night, they will be in Savannah to take on the Ghost Pirates. 7:30 puck drop on that one. They have, for the most part, had the Ghost Pirates number, so I feel pretty good about that. On Saturday, it is Star Wars night. It's one of the most popular nights of the year outside of the Teddy Bear Toss. They will host the Florida Everblades. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. And don't know if you guys, if this even tickles your fancy at all, but if you would like to meet myself, John, or Jake from Impact Media, hey, along with my brother and his new fiance, you can wish them good luck. That's a very recent development, and we are very excited about it. They will also be in attendance. If you want to say hello, grab a picture. As I always say, if you guys find us, or if you guys find me somewhere at one of these events, call me over, come find me. We can take a selfie. You post it online, you tag the show, you tag us in it. I will send you some swag. We are working on some swag packages that probably will debut more next year, but I will send them to you this summer. It may be shirts, it may be koozies, it may be lanyards, it may be, I don't know, signed photos, whatever. I may even ask you what you'd like. We'll go with it there. Or, if you want, I'll buy you a hamburger. I will buy you lunch. I will buy you lunch. You hear that? If you get a selfie with us and you tag us online, I will buy you a meal at the game, if you so like. It's on record. You guys hear it on there? Come find me. But Star Wars night, that's going to be a lot of fun. That is when Impact Media will be in the building. That's going to be fun. Also on Sunday, I've got some friends who are going to that one. Sunday, it is the last home game of the year, otherwise known as Fan Appreciation Night. They're going to have giveaways. They're going to have auctions. They are going to have the entire team signing autographs after the game. It is spectacular. It's one of the most fun nights to go, in my opinion. I wish I could go to that. That is a 3 p.m. puck drop on Sunday, but that is also the last home game of the regular season. I said they will be on the road the rest of in the next 2 weeks. But Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, come say hello. Come say hello to us. Let's check those standings, because like I said, I think we are close. Gotta find where those standings are. Is it there? Alright, there we go. Finally found them, finally found them. They were hiding them. Alright, so, in the South, sitting in fifth place is our Atlanta Gladiators. They have 73 points. Told you guys, there are, what, six games left. They are only 3 points behind Florida, who they play 3 times in a row. They played them last night and beat them. They play them Saturday night, and they play them Sunday afternoon. A sweep would really put you in a good situation. You would leapfrog them. You are 3 points out of fourth for that final spot for Florida. You are 5 points from Jacksonville, somebody you will see in the next couple weeks. And you are 6 points away from second in South Carolina. There's some things that could fall into place here. You were also just 7 points away from the top, Greenville. This is a tightly knit race. You were also 5 points up on Orlando, who's in sixth. There are some things that could fall into place. This team could find itself in the playoffs. And last time I checked, Disney on Ice is not booked to be here in the next month. Could be wrong. They could have booked it already. But I did not see that. So there you go. This team really has a chance to do that. They need our support. Go Saturday. There are still some tickets available. Come see us. Come see them. Come support the team. Sunday, there are still many great tickets available. Once again, I was talking with ticket reps this morning. There are some left. You need to call the Gladiators office and find them. There are some really great ones. Come support the team. Speaking of supporting the team, shout out to KSU Ice Hockey and shout out to Tzatziki's at Mediterranean Cafe that hosted Spirit Night the other night, where 15% of the total bill that night were donated to the KSU Hockey Club. As long as you mentioned at the register for your dine-in orders, there's a promo code for online orders. Just fantastic promotion. Like I said, there are some fun things they have going. There are some things we are going to try to get going with them. And I think you guys are going to really like them. But ways you can support this team. Well, first, you can support the team. You can also tell people about this team. That's the easiest thing to do. Support the team. Go to the events. Support things when you can, if you're near these restaurants when they do these. You can also tell people about them. And just all kinds of fun ways you can support this team. By the way, while I'm at it, I think they're still looking for a couple more interns. So if you are good at social media, if you're good at video editing, if you just want to be a part of something really cool, contact the team. If you want, contact me and I'll put you in touch with the team. So many great things happening with the KSU Owls that you should want to be a part of this. You should definitely want to be a part of this. But that is going to do it for us tonight. Shout out to all you amazing people that make it so much fun to talk Canes, Preds, Owls, and Glads. I am Jeremy the Impact York. This is another great edition of Board Check. We will see you guys next week. Go Preds, go Glads, go Canes, go Owls, go watch hockey. Deuces, gooses.
crows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players pop, and the fans.